Have a couple of guests joining us here in the studio this morning. Steph Friend joins us. Ashley Friend in with us as well, and they're representing the Washington GEM 4-H Club. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Steph, I'm going to start with you here first. Why are you here today?
We would like to let the community know about our fundraiser that we are partaking in, and we are trying to buy a cell phone booster for the Cass County Community Building because we all know that there is no reception anywhere near that thing.
Been frustrating, hasn't it?
It is. It always gets in the way.
I can't imagine young people not being able to use cell phones someplace.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be very disappointing.
Oh, some people it might.
You know, we've kind of often joked about it because cell phone reception's pretty much everywhere anymore. But that little area where the fairgrounds is, for some reason, it's like a bubble that you just can't seem to get decent reception.
Yeah, it's just a dead zone over there.
Yeah, we don't know why. Nobody knows why. We'll have to check somebody's house next door to see if they get cell phone reception, if it's just that property.
There you go.
You know, we joke about it, but it is kind of serious because that building, the community building there, is used for a lot of community functions, meetings, other organizations come in from outside, and it's a little tough if you can't use what you need for.
It's a very important part in our community.
So how did you guys come up with this idea as a project for your 4-H club?
Well, our leaders all of our 4-H club, our leaders mostly came up with the idea since there's zero reception up there that donate one as a fundraiser and help get all the community involved if they want to, and all the 4-H clubs that are willing to donate. And
Are you guys often looking for projects to take on as a group?
Well, it kind of came up since we hold all of our meetings there, and of course 4-H holds the county convention, and that's pretty much the home for a lot of people during Fair Week. And when it just comes part of your daily life that you have to work around it, you look for ways to improve it, and so that's what we did. We looked for how we could get the community involved so it wouldn't be solely our 4-H club, because it is such, it affects so many people.
Sure. So you are looking for donations right now?
Yes. We have estimated the price to be $1,500 for a cell phone booster to reach that building. And we asked 4-H clubs at our county convention that we held in the last week. And we also are asking businesses and anybody who would be willing to donate in the community.
So have you been canvassing then?
Well, we will be going around to the downtown area and seeing if any of the businesses would like to donate, but we don't have any flyers or anything up.
Okay, so it's kind of getting the word out there, letting folks know.
Yes.
No pressure. You're not twisting arms.
Nope. And businesses, clubs, or even individual donations are welcome, and we ask that you send them to Lynette Friend, and her address is in the Lewis phone book. And it is also 633-62 570th Street, Lewis, Iowa.
All right. Easy enough to do that.
Yes.
A big project, a cell phone booster. Where'd you guys, I guess I hadn't even heard of one before. So I'm old, so I don't get technology quite as well as you guys do, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for agreeing with me. No, where'd you guys get the idea to try to solve it this way?
Well, our dad, he packs during fall time, the corn pit, and he always had terrible cell phone reception, and it was kind of important to the business to be on his phone at that time. So he has a cell phone booster that he carries around in his vehicle and in the tractor so he doesn't drop his calls. And then our aunt also has one at her house because we live in that area where it's kind of hilly, and then we drop calls quite a bit. So that's where we just know from living in bad reception areas. Mm-hmm. That they help quite a bit.
So for folks who maybe don't know or never heard of something like that, that's really what it is, a cell phone booster. It boosts the signal so you can try to get a more complete call without getting cut off all the time.
Yep.
Okay, that's got to be. And we probably don't realize how often we use our cell phones and how much we rely upon them until you can't, right?
Yeah. It's a pretty big absence when you can't use them.
Well, and especially like for meetings and things.
Oh, yes.
You know, you might be thinking, well, gee whiz, when you go to a meeting or a function or something like that, you're probably asking people to turn the cell phones off.
Mm-hmm. And especially in those business meetings that they hold in the community building, it's pretty important part of that.
Yeah, they might have presentation. I mean, gosh, we can put presentations on cell phones and things and plug them into different equipment and things now. But yeah, there are lots of reasons why folks want to access the internet in addition to making phone calls and things during certain functions. And it's kind of important to be able to do those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a long-term project now then, because this is something that isn't just going to be short-term. It'll be there for as long as it lasts.
Yeah. We're asking donations to be in by the time so we can have the booster up by February of 2014.
Why February? You just pick that to give you some time to do it?
It's kind of the middle of everything. Not everything's going on, but there's weddings and nothing technically 4-H-wise. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a dead kind of weeks or months in between, maybe.
Of course, you start to get into times, that's the time of the year when you get a lot of annual meetings for different groups and things because the farmers aren't in the field quite yet, and you'll get all kinds of different events and activities and stuff going on at that time. And you're getting into the busy season, too. You talk about weddings, you start to get into the spring, and you start to get real heavy on a lot of those things, so try to get it done before it gets too far along.
Yes, and it gives people time to get the donations in if they do have a deadline for that.
Now, I realize the building is used much more than the rest of the grounds. The rest of the grounds primarily used during fair week and a few other times. But will that booster also help around the rest of the grounds, or is it pretty much up in the building?
Well, it'll depend on the booster that we do get, and that will also depend on how many donations and how much money we raise for that. The bigger the booster you have, obviously, the more it will cost. So we hope to get a big enough booster so that will reach some of the grounds, but it'll solely depend on how much money we have in, but that is the goal so we can reach most of the grounds.
And you have a preliminary goal, dollar amount set?
$1,500 is what we have estimated for a good booster for the building.
What are you hoping people will do? Did you have a dollar figure in mind? When you go into some place and ask if they'd like to donate, do you have a number in mind?
Well, we asked clubs at our county convention to consider a donation of $50. We thought if we had many businesses come in and have the community involvement, that would be an appropriate donation.
Sure. So if businesses or community groups or individuals have used or are planning on using the community building here at the fairgrounds in Atlantic, then maybe they might want to consider making that extra donation there, too, to help out. So when they get there, they might actually be able to have better service.
Yes, that is our goal.
What a deal. So this is good. What did you guys do last year for a project then? Did you do a project last year for your 4-H group, or is this something new that you just decided to take on?
This is kind of a new project we've done. In the past, we usually just do service projects. They're not as big as fundraisers as this one. So as far as our group is, this is kind of new for us.
Okay. Well, it's a project that I guess probably fits what you're looking for when you try to take on projects, because it doesn't just benefit you and your group. Mm-hmm. This benefits everyone.
Yes. It affects the whole community, which is what 4-H is. We want to improve the community.
Very good. And how big is your 4-H club?
We have about 13 members.
About 13? Mm-hmm. Of varying ages?
Yep. We're a younger club, but we're one of the smaller clubs, so... Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big project for us. So,
small clubs can take on big things.
That's right.
Good. Did you get a good response from the other 4-H clubs then so far?
We've had a few responses from the 4-H clubs, and we have a few ag businesses that use the building, and they've offered to donate. So we've had a pretty good response for the short amount of time that this fundraiser has been released and whatnot. All right.
Very good. Well, if they're looking for some way to maybe spend a few extra dollars to help out a project here late, it might even be tax deductible. Who knows? Have to look into that. You can get that done here before the end of the year. So if they'd like to send in those donations, I guess consider it soon and do it as soon as you can so we can get that project taken care of by your target date.
Yes, that is the goal.
All right. Very good. Well, good luck with that project. I know you're just kind of starting to get around and talk to some folks that you may or may not be knocking on their door, but that doesn't mean that you're not thinking about them and they can't help out.
That's right.
Great.
We want everybody to try and get involved and help out our community.
All right. Very good. Ashley, Steph, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.